This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been a lousy stretch down in Brazil the past year or so. There's been the Zika virus most recently. The economy is in trouble, to put it mildly. And then back in November, the country suffered its worst ever mining disaster. A mining dam collapsed. At least 17 people died, and the mine's owners were hit with fines of more than $90 million. Environmental groups have said the long-term damage from that disaster would come to $27 billion to fix. And after initially asking for $5 billion from the companies, Brazilian prosecutors have now demanded double that. Because in Brazil and here in the U.S. as well, it's really tough to figure out the costs of disaster. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on that.
When an environmental disaster happens in this country, the government and a bunch of lawyers are tasked with determining who's to blame and what they should pay. Wade Martin teaches economics at Cal State Long Beach. He says it's not an easy task.
What are you monetizing? Are you monetizing, okay, the fishery is depleted, or are you monetizing the non-market value of the way of life? How do you put a dollar value on that?
In the U.S., the process is called natural resource damage assessment. It was set up after the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989. The regulation isn't established rules, more like guidelines.
It's not a cookbook, however.
Rick Dunford owns a company called Environmental Economic Services. He says it's tough to put a dollar value on sea otters and penguins.
You can't really go to Walmart and buy a seabird.
William K. Riley co-chaired President Obama's commission on the BP oil spill in the Gulf. He says the process is more art than science, and it also depends on who the culprits are.
You look at how big they are, what kind of signal it will send.
And companies are taking note of the signals prosecutors are sending. To minimize potential liabilities, many work with communities beforehand to try to explain the risks of what they're doing. Again, Wade Martin.
But the understanding of the risk at the community level may not be the same as the understanding of the risk from the mining sector.
A community may face relocation, even obliteration. A company faces the shutdown of one location and, of course, potential litigation. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.